Jalen Hurts.
Got a good time today, huh? Nice mic.
You gonna throw overhand or underhand tomorrow?
A softball game?
Yeah.
I've thought about it. I don't know. I may have to. No, I was asking the coach, how do they make that noise? And it's like, you get a big bruise on your thigh. So I don't know if I want to bruise in my thigh. So I do it, but I may just have fun with it.
How are you going to throw in the A-Day game, overhand or overhand? I'm
not going to answer that one.
What do you improve the most on?
Obviously, we came into the spring, you know, focused on our passing game, and I think we've gotten better in that area, in all areas, really. We go out to practice with the motto of improving, and I think we've done a great job of that this spring.
Nick said today that he felt like maybe they protected you a little too much last year. You felt like if they not that they hindered, but you think maybe you could have done more by the end of the season than they were asking you to do?
Everything happens for a reason. I'm not going to say what I could have done, what I couldn't have done. Everything happens for a reason, and you know, it's a new year now.
Do you feel more comfortable with drop back passes now?
Yeah, I think with the maturity part of it and, you know, experience, you're going to naturally be more comfortable with everything you do. You know, whether it's running the ball on offense as a running back, throwing the ball as a quarterback, you know, being a safety like Meek is, whatever it is, you know, you're going to naturally progress.
What makes that so hard, though, that one particular thing as a freshman?
Like I said, the maturity part of it, you know, it's different. It slows down naturally for everybody, so that's what we're looking forward to this season.
How do you feel like right now you're picking up on what Brian has brought in as far as reading keys and reading certain things in plays? How well have you adjusted to that?
I think I've adjusted well. I mean, he's doing a great job of explaining what he wants done, how he wants it done. So, I mean, I hold myself accountable to doing it the right way all the time.
How big a deal was this game for you last year, getting to play in front of all that offense? Because you got two guys, you know, two quarterbacks who are going to get to do it themselves.
Well, kind of. With it being the first time stepping into the stadium and playing against a big crowd, I think it was good to get it done early. Kind of got the first time or whatever, got it out the way. And, you know, I think that helped me throughout the season because I had seen a big crowd like that before.
How much of the playbook do you guys use on a game, like A-Day?
We go out there and whatever it's called, we execute.
Sounds like Nick's kind of scaled back. It's not the full what you would use like on a regular Saturday in the fall. Is that kind of what you see?
We'll go out there and we go execute what's coming.
Jalen, what have you seen from the two freshman running backs this spring, and how impressive has it been just collectively?
Like I said, all of the running backs have done a great job. Najee and Josh, Brian, Bo, whoever it is back there, they've all done a great job, and you know, whoever's back there, they're gonna do what we expect them to do. They're gonna run the ball hard, protect it, all that good stuff. So, like I said, for those new guys, you asked about Najee and Brian, right? I mean, they're gonna play.
What's the chemistry?
See what it's like.
Sorry. What's the chemistry like between you and guys like Calvin and Robert and Cam Sims, some of those top receivers out there?
Well, Calvin's my roommate, so I mean, we live with each other. And you know, with Robert, all those guys, Cam, we built, you know, relationships. I've been here for about a year and a half now, so it ain't like, you know, I don't know him or something. But obviously everybody has a new role on the team now, and you know, we built that. We're all comfortable with each other, and we're all looking forward to what's in store for us.
It's Calvin like as a roommate?
He's a character. I think we're both characters, though, so.
Nick has mentioned a couple times this spring about pro style, whatever. What does that mean to you as a quarterback, that system compared to maybe what you were in high school or other things?
A system is a system, you know. Like I told the young man here, I'm going to execute whatever it's called. that's my job, to execute, and that's what I have to do, execute.
So whatever name anybody wants to call, it doesn't matter, you're just going to do what they're doing.
Yeah.
You feel like Robert Foster's taking a step forward this spring?
I think he has. He's kind of opened up a little bit more, and you can see him as a leader on the team. He makes plays, and you know, he's a baller.
What is Coach Dable like from coaching a technique standpoint? I mean, is there anything that he specifically emphasized, footwork or arm angle or anything like that?
One thing I hear him say every day is improve. And I mean, every time we break the huddle, you know, he'll speak, you know, some good, some bad, just improve. And I break it down and improve, and you know, that's our motto.
What is the process or steps to get better as a passing quarterback, which you're working on?
Just preparation. You know, the older you get in anything, you see things differently. Like I said, but I think that comes with experience and it's slowing down. And, you know, we worked on the footwork part and, you know, the progression part, you know, just getting into details on what we need to do to execute the play that's called. And, you know, the little things tie together. And obviously, the little things can be big things, but we have to do those little things right.
What's it like seeing the defense from under center versus, you know, taking, you know, snaps from shotgun?
Not that big of a difference. I mean, you're dropping back, you're getting away from the center, getting away from the line, so you're seeing the defense no matter what's going on.
With as much athletes as you have at running back, have you guys been utilizing them a little bit more in the passing game? Have you seen that?
Maybe, you know, a little. You know, it's different. And y'all will see it Saturday.
When you're facing your own defense, who's the one pass rusher you really got to know where he is?
I mean, usually here, all of them. I mean, they all can go, you know. Going through a season, having to deal with Ryan Anderson and Tim Williams and, you know, John Allen. I mean, there's just always somebody there that can make plays like that.
Maybe I should put it this way. This spring, is there one guy who's been in the backfield a little bit more than anyone else?
Like I said, all of them.
Thanks, Jalen.
Thanks, Jalen. Don't worry about that, though. You have to.